from Las Vegas, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
It's 115 degrees here in Las Vegas. Brutal. Here's your cruise news briefs for Monday, July 12th, 2021. Carnival Horizon and Carnival Vista both returned from their first cruises in nearly 16 months over the weekend, sailing at approximately 70% full and 95% vaccinated. The vessels were the first two ships in the Carnival Cruise Line fleet to resume passenger service. Guests who were doing a back-to-back cruise had to do a mandatory COVID test before reboarding. Later this month, Carnival Breeze will set sail from Texas, Carnival Miracle from Seattle, and on July 31st, Carnival's Mardi Gras from Port Canaveral. And on Friday, Royal Caribbean detailed its protocols for sailings out of Florida for the month of August, and it's much of the same. Masks will be required on board still, and unvaccinated guests will be restricted to certain venues, undergo multiple testings depending on how long the cruise is, and they will be required to purchase mandatory travel insurance. Freedom of the Seas is currently sailing from Florida on 3- and 4-night cruises from Port Miami. And finally, Carnival Glory was the latest Carnival ship to receive a new paint job at a shipyard in Marseille, France. In May, Carnival Magic was the first, and Carnival Dream will be up next. The new colors complement the line's newest flagship, Mardi Gras. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 2.3% to 24.26, Royal Caribbean up 3.6 to 82.33, and Norwegian 2.8 at 27.49. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Las Vegas, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.